President Bush campaigned in Shreveport and New Orleans yesterday for Republican candidate Suzanne Hike Terrell. On Saturday, she'll face incumbent Democrat Mary Landrieu in a runoff election for the U.S. Senate. Commentator Randy Fertel is looking forward to it for personal reasons.
This week, it's showtime in Louisiana, again. Here in the state where politics has traditionally been a circus, or maybe a zoo. I should know. My father is the Gorilla Man, one of the favorite clowns in this particular political circus. Rodney Fertel ran for mayor of New Orleans in 1969 on the platform that the Audubon Zoo needed a gorilla. My father's family made their money in real estate, so he was in a position to play when he wanted to. And for the people of New Orleans, my father's sense of fun was his primary political asset. To them, a man who campaigned in safari outfit, even sometimes in a complete gorilla suit, was sending up the clowns who ran the Third World Banana Republic that was their home. His campaign manager was named the Black Cat Lacombe, a local racetrack promoter right out of Damon Runyon. He earned his nickname by consistently picking losers. And, ironically enough, the culinary center ring of this political big top was run by his long-divorced wife and my mother, Ruth Fertel. Her New Orleans restaurant, the original Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, has for decades been the place of choice for red meat politics. The day before votes are cast, it's a hotbed of deal-making and handicapping. And the day after, it's payback time with winners eating steak and losers red beans and rice for many years cooked by my mother's hand and sold at the price of a steak. My dad was one of the red beans guys. He received only 308 votes, but he won a mock election at the University of New Orleans. Kids know a good joke on their elders when they see one. It was the 60s, and maybe this was some more of that street theater they'd seen on the 6 o'clock news. Maybe the Gorilla Man was related to Abby Hoffman, that other latter-day surrealist. You know, steal this campaign. The thing Dad is proudest of to this day is that after securing his 308 votes, he went out himself and found not one, but two baby lowland gorillas for sale. He brought them back to the zoo, where they were a popular attraction for years. Dad named them Red Beans and Rice, and then he announced that he was the only candidate in history who had kept all his campaign promises, even though he'd lost.
The comments of Randy Fertel, who will cast his vote Saturday at a precinct in New Orleans.